There's no way around it. We've had some hail damage around the area this last week, and I really wish we had a more exciting topic to talk about on today's radio program. Thankfully, this hail came with some moisture, to the tune of over 2.5 inches of moisture for this last week. So how bad has the hail really hurt our corn? Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. Now, our corn ranges in the stages of growth, from the earliest planted irrigated corn at around the V8 stage to the later planted corn around the V3 stage of growth. Both of these stages are important in the ability of the corn to recover from the defoliation from this hail. Now, make sure you make a note on this. A great deal of our corn was not just defoliated, but the stalks were also beat up from the hail because of those strong winds. Now, all of those open wounds allow for pathogens to infect the stalks and to begin to cause stalk rot. But let's go back to the stages of growth. So around the V4 or V5 stage of corn growth, that growing point is still below or right at the soil surface. Now, V3, V4, V5 stages means that there are 3, 4, or 5 leaves visible with the collars on the corn plant. In this case, if the leaves are destroyed, there will be little, if any, yield reductions. Now, this is because the amount of leaf area destroyed is only a small percentage of the total leaf area on the plant. A corn plant can have 24 to 26 leaves, and we've only destroyed some of the very smallest ones. The lack of yield reduction may be a little surprising based on the appearance of the plants, but give them a few days and new leaves will begin to appear. For corn that's around that V8 stage of growth, the yield can be detrimentally affected. At the V8 stage, collars of 8 leaves are visible on the corn plant. Now, you may need to look closely at the base of the plant to get an accurate count on the leaves. At the V8 stage, there are several ear shoots present, but only 1 or 2 will become harvestable ears. In addition, the plant is continuing to put on nodal roots to support that corn plant. The tassel is continuing to form and can be found towards the top of the corn plant if you slice that plant in half and look inside. So what about the hail damage? If all of the unfurled leaves are removed by hail, the final grain yield will be reduced by 10 to 20%. Please remember that these numbers for yield loss estimates are just that, estimates for defoliated corn. It does not take into account how far through the growing season we are and how small our corn is, or the damage done to the stem of the plant. For some of the corn plants, those stems were quite severely damaged from the hail impacts of the wind. Some of this will have a hard time recovering. However, the corn that just lost the leaves will start to put out some new ones, and they have great moisture to support that new growth. I have corn yield loss charts posted on my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy and on my Facebook page at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy. If you have any questions about what you're seeing in the field, please let me know. You can get a hold of me at the K-State Experiment Station in Colby or at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs.